Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Now, retail sales figures for last month, the last month of the year, have just been published by the Central Statistics Office. That gives a full picture then of 2022. Sales of clothing and electrical goods were up, while the volume of hardware and paint sales was down just over 10%. Lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin, Damien O'Reilly, is with us in the studio. Damien, you're very welcome to the programme. You've been looking over these figures. What do they tell us about our buying habits, and particularly what sort of impact the cost of living situation has had?
Well, it's interesting what they say, that retail sales in December of last year just gone, when compared with November, were the same. And then they're just slightly up on December in 2021. So it's saying that there's been no change. Now, there's been changes, as you said there, in some of the categories, but overall, there's been no change. But one of the things that you might notice with November is that Black Friday is usually a week event towards the end of the month. This year, it started in the beginning of November. People were putting things on sale in the beginning of November. So people's December and November became an eight-week shopping period. So that's probably why November figures, which are usually weaker, kind of rebounded, and that December sales were probably a little bit less.
So this overall is the volume of sales.
Yeah.
It's the amount of
actual stuff that we buy.
But on the other side of the coin is the value, and that has, in many categories, has increased and increased quite significantly.
Yeah, the annual change in value is 9.8%, nearly 10%. Now, the value is the number of items that you buy multiplied by the price. So that's it. And then based on an index from 2015, we're up 23% since 2015. Mm-hmm. But 9.8% since last year, which would demonstrate that we're actually having an inflationary impact.
Yeah. So we're buying... it's costing us more to buy the same amount of items.
Yeah, or slightly less. We're buying slightly less items, but we're paying about 9 to 10% more than we did last year.
And in which categories is that most marked?
Well, the largest price increases were over the year were alcohol, and that's partially because pubs were closed this time last year or just opening again. Hygiene products were up about 10%. Major household appliances were up about 10% as well. One of the things that we've noticed as well in the grocery categories is that milk over the year has gone up about 33%. Sugar is up 25%. Butter 23%. Eggs 20%. Bread 18%. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these basic items have gone up significantly, and along with the increase in the likes of gas, which is over 80%, and the electricity 63%, 64%. These have put pressure on people, and they've been more conscious about what they buy.
Yeah. One of the things we saw during the pandemic was a big increase in online activity, online retail. I mean, is that persisted, or have people kind of drifted back towards the...
Footfall was up, they're saying, in December 2020, back to pre-COVID levels of 2019. So that's significant, is that people are going back to the shops. You'll also notice that in the likes of Grafton Street, which had 15 shops shut during COVID, is that that's nearly at full capacity again, with some new mainline retailers coming into the area, the likes of Lululemon, for example. What it's showing is that things are coming back towards a norm, but online sales are very, very low compared to other countries, for example, especially in Asia. But we're only running at about 6.5% online sales. So that's for every 100 euro that we spend. People think that young teenagers, mm-hmm. Generation Z, millennials are buying a lot of product online, and they are, but they're returning a lot of products. So, but overall sales are only around 6%. And in the grocery sector, that's about 2.5% to 3%.
So the old bricks and mortar shop is pretty resilient yet.
They are very resilient.
There's life left in it. Damien, thanks very much indeed. Damien O'Reilly from TU Dublin.